Okay, well, let's get underway with our experiment in mindful reflection on this topic this week. So, if you can all please close your devices. Thank you. And this is how it will proceed each week, where we focus on the particular topic at hand. In preparation to get into this mode, if you wouldn't mind, please sitting up straight and have your back relatively straight but not rigid. And if you can have your hands in your lap, please. And if you can also have your eyes looking downwards or closed. This is a very simple form of cognitive reflection, which is quite different from the type that Griffith Counseling offers, which is available in the mindful learning part of our site. They have guided reflections that are more for your mental health. This is more for your learning. So if you can be looking down, and if you can just take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose, down to the pit of the tummy, and also out through the nose. If you can do that again. And on the third time, notice the cold air going in through your nostrils and the warm air leaving your nostrils. We're in a reasonably relaxed but alert state to think about our learning. In psychology and educational terms, we call this metacognition. Metacognition in psychology is where you are aware of your own thinking. You are thinking about your thinking. In educational terms, it's where you are aware of your own learning. You think about your learning. The research shows that thinking about your learning and telling others about your learning deepens and reinforces your learning. So your first task in metacognition is to think, what is the thing you most remember from today's class? This could be some little fact that you didn't know before, or it could be a general understanding about one of the things we covered. You might already have in mind the thing that you most remember. Drill down on it. What do you remember about it? The main things we covered today were the notion of open justice, suppression orders, exceptions to the open justice rule, the powers of the courts in that area, freedom of information, how to apply as an individual or as a media organisation, and the pros and cons of those things. We also covered various aspects to do with the course itself. There could be something that stands out there that you hadn't thought of. Okay, so you've got that thing that you remember most from today, and you've thought a little bit about what the sub-elements of that might be. think now of the particular rights involved. With open justice, it's a principle, not a right, but nevertheless, it's something the courts have to consider. With every topic, we'll think about what that's being weighed up against. Open justice, in some ways, is a bit like free expression. It gets weighed up against other things. As we venture into next week's topic on contempt, it's important that you understand the dynamics of somebody getting a fair trial. Visualize for a moment someone close to you and your family who has gotten in trouble with the law in some way, perhaps a serious drug offense, and they're going to be appearing in court at Southport. You want to go with them to accompany them. And when you get to the courthouse, you see the television cameras and a group of journalists standing outside the court. How does that make you feel? What do you think about the possibilities of your family's name, your brother's name, being in the local media in relation to this offence? Take a breath through the emotions that might raise in you. This might explain why, when we see the media outside the courtroom, sometimes we have relatives of the accused smashing cameras, pushing people out of the way, abusing the media. Maybe we can understand their perspective as we think about that. But then we think about the principle of open justice and the public's right to know about what's happening in the courtroom. And we start to understand that while there might be a personal emotion and perspective in that situation, there can be a greater good that comes through the transparency of the judicial system and the public knowing about what's going on in the courtroom. Finally, in this short reflection, part of metacognition is reflecting upon what you would like to know more about. Where are the gaps in your knowledge from today's class? What topics raised more questions for you? Your first step is to look in the textbook. Perhaps there are answers to those questions there. But it might require some more research to satisfy your curiosity. In educational research, you going out to try to find something that you want to know more about is one of the deepest ways of learning. So acknowledge that. When we come out of the reflection, write some of these things down and go and find out about them, because they will really deepen your media law learning. Let's take a couple of final breaths as we leave our mini reflection for today on open justice and freedom of information. And I hope you've enjoyed or learned something from our first mindful reflection on a media law topic. So feel free to come out of the meditation, wriggle your fingers and toes, open your eyes, and rejoin us in the room.